Good afternoon. It is approximately 1:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 4, 2022. I'm Randy Christman. I'll get to that later. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. I'm Commissioner Randy Christman. And with me today is Commission Chair Julie Fedorchak. Did you have any comments, Commissioner?
I do not have any opening comments.
Okay. The rules case being heard today is case number RC-21-329. The proposed revisions concern the establishment of a coal mine reclamation trust for reclamation of coal mines at the discretion of the Public Service Commission by utilizing private assets pledged as collateral, which may be used to fulfill performance bond obligations. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission together with all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on January 17, 2022. The Public Service Commission will consider all the comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of the decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in the case will also be available on the Commission's website, which is psc.nd.gov. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask anyone who would like to comment to take the witness chair and speak into the microphone so the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, the broadcast is live, and those are the two on the ceiling in the tile. But for the microphone, it should be the green light on the microphone that needs to be on. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak and speak slowly and clearly. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is appreciated and will be helpful. There's also a sheet on the table for this case right by the door there. Please sign the sheet. I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number RC-21-329 concerning the proposed rules? Thank you.
I am Zanna Brinkman, Director with the Reclamation Division of the Public Service Commission. The Commission is proposing some rule changes to North Dakota Administrative Code Article 69-05.2, covering surface coal mining and reclamation operations. The proposed rule changes are needed as the result of statutory changes made by Senate Bill number 2317 during the 2021 legislative session. Chapter 1572 of the North Dakota Century Code was created and enacted to establish a coal mine reclamation trust through the Board of University and School Lands. The trust was established to reclaim coal mines at the direction of the Public Service Commission by utilizing private assets pledged as collateral, which may be used to fulfill performance bond obligations under Section 38-14.1-16. And North Dakota Administrative Code, Chapter 69-05.2-12. The proposed rule changes consist of adding real property to the definition of collateral bond in North Dakota Administrative Code, Chapter 69-05.2-01-02, and adding conditions that must be met for the Commission to accept real property as a collateral bond in North Dakota Administrative Code, Chapter 69-05.2-12-04. The mining and reclamation rule changes adopted by the Commission must be as effective as the counterpart federal rules issued by the Federal Office of Surface Mining within the Department of the Interior. Reclamation staff does not believe OSM will have any concerns with these rule changes based on their informal review of the proposed changes. This concludes my testimony.
So you've discussed it with OSM informally, and kind of the principle is as long as it is no less stringent than their rules, that this kind of rule change should be acceptable to them, correct?
Correct.
And do we have any kind of a time frame on responses or approvals from OSM?
I would estimate a year.
So it's not something that comes quickly, in a couple weeks or anything like that. It's a thorough review on their part, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then two areas that I had some concerns with initially with the discussion of this, I just want to clarify. I think sometimes property is obtained by mining companies, maybe at something of a premium in order to get the property that they need. As I read this, the value of it for financial assurance purposes would not be based on what they necessarily paid for it. It would be based on an appraiser's review, correct?
Correct, an independent appraiser's review.
And is that the PSC's requirement that we're creating with this, or is that a OSM requirement?
Both.
Okay. And then will this allow land to be used as collateral that is actively being mined?
No. The land that will be used as collateral can be within a permit, but it cannot be disturbed. So that eliminates reclaimed land. And on the front end, where land is undisturbed but mining is moving towards that, it will be a continuing process of reevaluating as mining moves forward. But it cannot be disturbed while it is serving as bond.
And is that a OSM requirement?
Yes.
I don't have any other questions.
Thank you, Zanna. What is the definition of real property?
Real property, as we're looking at it in this case, is going to be land. It could also be equipment, but what we accept will be determined later.
And where does it, do the rules describe real property, or how are companies to know what's included, or where does it give us the discretion to define that later?
It is not defined. As far as I know, it is not defined.
Is that a potential area of confusion, that we haven't defined that, or help me understand
it allows
where we're
us
going
the,
with that?
It allows us the latitude to accept more than one kind of real property. It doesn't mean that we must accept.
Where does it say that we determine it, or doesn't that need to be said?
I don't think that's defined.
Commissioner, if I may. John Hsu, that's something that's always within in our discretion as we evaluate the financial assurances under that program. And also, real property is generally a legal term that's used for land and so forth. So there are different terms for different forms of property. That one specifically is generally used towards property interests, such as land.
So real property in legal terms means land, or it generally means land?
Well, I would say that it actually has a very specific definition that is a legal definition. I'd be able to provide it to you after this. Proceeding as well, but it generally, in the context that we're discussing right now, in relation to the statutes that we were provided, 2317, it'd be difficult to interpret anything as anything other than land.
Okay, so we're really talking about land, not equipment.
Correct.
Okay. So does this give us the flexibility to include equipment, or do we not intend to do that? Or other assets, sure. I guess. I don't know what else there might be, buildings or things like that.
That's not our intent.
The two things, that would be subject to, of course, OSM requirements. And I think up to this point, and Zana, correct me if I'm wrong about this, my understanding is they would not accept those type of items.
Okay.
For the purposes of a collateral bond. Furthermore, I know this was brought up during the previous legislative session when this bill was passed, and during that legislative discussion, it was communicated that those forms of other properties, such as equipment and so forth, would not be accepted.
Okay, and how does industry understand that? Like, was that part of the discussion when we talked about this during the legislative session, or is that just coming to light through this development of the rules?
I believe the industry was aware.
Okay. Is there any requirement that the land be land in North Dakota, or can it be land anywhere that the company owns?
I know that's not addressed in the current draft that's being presented today.
Okay. Do we care? Is that something we should be worried about? Where the land is located?
Well, I think we'd have to look into it as it relates to us being able to ensure the final reclamation of this property. And so, and again, not speaking conclusively on that item, I know that there are other bonds that we accept and other financial assurances that are not required to be in state as long as they're registered within state. So as we receive some sort of form of collateral bond, we would probably provide that evaluation to the extent that we would be able to call on that bond, as well as any other legal necessities in order to assure the final reclamation of the property.
Okay. And then getting an appraisal might be potentially trickier if it's out of state, but maybe not.
I think likely with, as it relates to the current legislation as well, though, it's the property is supposed to be put in the university trust lands, school's trust lands. So I imagine that we would not be placing any other collateral bond from property, real property from out of state under a trust with the North Dakota State Agency.
Why? I mean, I guess why would it matter if the deed for the land is just going into the trust? Or the as part of the collateral bond, or I guess I don't know how they actually land translates to the bond. I don't know how that all works, if we actually get the deed, or how we do it.
Sure. Yep. And there are a lot of administrative aspects of the current rules that will need to be addressed as we move forward, including how that works with that trust. And so this does provide us the opportunity to at least look at all options as it relates to those questions, Commissioner Chair Fedorchak. However, this rulemaking is not an end-all be-all to how this formally will be carried out.
Okay.
There are a lot of other aspects that I know we've had discussions with the university and school trust lands and how we're going to actually accomplish this.
Mm-hmm. And do they have any authority or anything, or are they just like the holder of the trust? Is that just where all the assets go and are held? Do they have any oversight of anything?
Well, they would have oversight from the standpoint that they actually are they hold the trust for our benefit.
Yep, so they have to manage the trust.
Right.
They don't have any say in what goes into it, into the trust.
They would not have a say from the standpoint that whatever is a considered collateral would have to be accepted by the commission. So
okay,
we would be making that determination.
And then it's clearly stated that trust is for the purposes that we need. So there's not going to be any trouble getting the resources from that trust if we need them someday. like the trust that they aren't going to be like, oh no, you didn't meet this requirement or that requirement. I mean, not that agencies don't always get along masterfully, but sometimes agencies don't. So is there any concern there that they're managing the trust and then we have to work with them to get the resources?
Under the assets in custody, 1572.03, it specifically states that all the requirements of North Dakota Administrative Code 6905.2-12, which is our bonding section, have to be satisfied. So it is at our discretion following our rules, and they are holding and managing the trust, and then they are able to dispose of the assets to get us the money. So that was spelled out in the Senate Bill 2317.
Okay. Have we received written comments at all from any
members of the public? We have not received written comments. They have 10 days after the hearing.
The hearing. Okay.
Until the 17th.
All right. Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay, I don't think I have any more questions. Okay. I might if you have more questions, though.
So. I do not.
Okay.
I haven't been asked. Thank you, Zanna. Does anyone else wish to testify? I'll ask one more time. Does anyone else wish to say anything, to testify? Seeing none, I will now close the hearing on case number RC-21-329. All the comments provided in writing through the close of business January 17th, 2022 will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open until January 17th, 2022. The hearing is closed.